Now, Amar Afuna, Ba'achinano, V'yoz the Rabbi Yechon time. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his time. The Tanan we learned, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Echod Gagois, V'yechod Tarfifois, V'yechod Chatzerois, Rishus Achasein, Lekelim Sheshifton Latoichon. That's the halacha we hold, that on Shabbos, if you have a gag means the roof of the houses, and a karfifois means an open, a big park, that's less than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, it has the mechitz around, it's called Rishus Yochid, V'yechod Chatzeris. You want to carry from one chatzer into another chatzer, that's also mutter to carry. Abi the kelim at the beginning of Shabbos were in the chatzer, or in the gag, or in the karfif. Then it's considered one Rishus. It's not called two different Rishus. Since it's not a base deer and nobody lives there, it's only like a gag or a chotzer or a karfif, it's called one Rishus for Shabbos. You're allowed to carry from one Rishus to another Rishus, it's the whole Rishus to Yochit. You're not carrying through a kamos or Rishus to Rabin, just even without an Aruba Chatzeris as mutter. But if you have a keli, a chair, that at the beginning of Shabbos was in your house, now, let's say the Bala Bosta made an Aruba Chatzeris, he's allowed to carry out his chair into his chotzer. But at the beginning of Shabbos, where the chair started out with, in your house, now this chair is not allowed to be carried, is not allowed to be carried into another chotzer, into another gag. Hey, since the chair at the beginning of Shabbos started out in one house, in your house, it could only go where your Erev is not to you. It could only go into your chotzer. But to carry it into the next chotzer, that's already osur. Hey, it's only if the chair at the beginning of Shabbos started out in one chotzer, you're allowed to carry it from this chotzer to the next chotzer, to the roof, to the park, abi the roller was just a yachid you carry. Hey, there's no din chaluki rishuyif by the chaseris. Only something started out in your house like miyuchah to you, so if you carry it from your house into another chotzer, that's also mid rabbonin. Yeah. The Yomar Rav says, Alocha k'Reb Shimon. We pass like Reb Shimon. But he also says, V'hu shalai irvu. We're talking about that the Bala Boss did not make an Aruba chaseris. So therefore, the Bala Boss himself was not allowed to carry out a chair from his house into the chotzer. So in such a case, now we pass like Reb Shimon. That if you have a chair ready in the chotzer, where the chair come from, the echelch was there at the beginning of Shabbos. So mainly you're allowed to carry this chair now from one chotzer to another chotzer to roof into a karfi. There's no gzeris. I will irvu, but let's say one balabos had on the roof of chaseris, that he's allowed to carry out the chair of his house into his chotzer. Then we say gazrinan. Then we make gzeris, you're not allowed to carry any chair at all from this chotzer into the next chotzer. Even a chair that was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. Because there's a gzeris. Dilma osa lafuke mani debatim luchotzer. Because since this balabos has the ruvach aseris, he's allowed to carry out now on Shabbos from his chotzer into the, from his house into the chotzer, he could carry out on Shabbos. So if you can tell me now that he's allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, there's a gzeirah. That maybe you'll make a mistake and you won't just carry a chair that was in the chotzer from one chotzer to another chotzer, you'll also carry out the chair that was in your house. You have a right to take it into your chotzer. And once you're oisik and carrying from a chotzer to another chotzer to the roof, we're afraid you're going to carry your chair from your house into the chotzer also. So there we make a gzeira. So it's only mutter to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer if there's no erev chaseris, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. But once you carry out from your house into the chotzer, then it's tak osur. Over Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says no. Bein irvu or bein la irvu. We don't make any gzeiris. Even if the balabos made his own eruv chaseris, that the balabos is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, so true. That shear that started out in his house at the beginning of Shabbos, he's not allowed to carry now further into another chotzer or into another roof. That shear, no. But the other shears that at the beginning of Shabbos were in the chotzer, even he is allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer to a gag, we don't make any gzeiris. That's what Shmuel said. V'chein amar Reb Yechanan halacha k'Reb Shimon. And the same thing that Reb Yechon also passed like Reb Shimon. Now what? Bein irvu or bein lo irvu. Whether they made an Aruba Chatzeris, whether they did not make an Aruba Chatzeris, still, any kli that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in a chotzer, you're allowed to carry it now from one chotzer to another chotzer, to a gag, to a karfiv, even without an Aruba Chatzeris. Because they're all considered like one Rishus HaYochid, and there's nothing wrong carrying from one Rishus HaYochid. So Alma, what do we see Pshan Reb Yechon is? That loy gazrin and dilma osa lafuke mani debatim lechotzer. We don't make a gzero that even though the balabos has an aruba chaseris, so he could carry out his chair into his chotzer, we're not afraid that we'll take that chair further and carry it out into another chotzer. Is hochinami the same gzero is the same shot as bayof Reb Yechon also. Loy gazrin and dilma osa lafuke mani dechotzer lechurba. So we don't make a gzero, maybe you carry out the keli from your chotzer into the churba. It's even though the churba is a different reshus, we don't make it zera. You won't carry out from one into the other. What does Rashi say? Rashi ochinam legoza dumosi lafuke mani dechos lechurba derech movi. We're not afraid to carry out your kelim into the movi into the next churba. Vare reshus acheresi. You should know the churba. This reshus really belongs to somebody else. Sheyesh lo bailim. Somebody owns that house. Just he's not living there right now. Over movi lernishtatfu. The person living in that churba, he did not make a shufa mivoyish right now, because he's not living here right now. So he owns the house, but lemaisa is not living there. So avada, to put himself into the shufa mivoyish avada, he didn't do. Sherei eino oiseris, he doesn't aser. Kiratanya liyab, apparently learned before in the perkim. Eino oiser, ele mokim dira, only in the place where you live mamish bavad. Daino mokim pito mokim lino. The machlokes was either where you eat or else where you sleep. That's the only thing that aser. But I call upon him, this person did not make a shtufa mevoyis. Even though he did not make a shtufa mevoyis, still we say you're allowed to carry out from the keli, you're allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. And we don't make a gzeria carry into the churba. This is Rabbi Yechanan Lishitosei that doesn't make a gzeria carry out from one into the other. Zemura Vaita. Yosef Rabrunya was sitting. Okomo lo shmaita. He said over this halacha. Omale Reb Loza Bar Bei Rav. So Reb Loza Bar Rav said over, Omar Shmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel said like this? Did Shmuel really say this halacha that what? That a movi has a shem movi even without a two batim opening up into one chotzer and two chotzerim into the movi? The Shmuel before said was, Afilo Bayi Sechot v'chotzer achas. Even if you only have one chotzer opening up into the movi on one side and one bias on the other side, that's also good. So yes, the Fakasha, did Shmuel say like this? Like Rashi says, Lo Shmaita Tov. The Yomar Shmuel Yel Afilu Bayis V'Chotzer. It's enough, even just one Bayis in the Chotzer. Omar Le'in. He said, yes, it's like a true Shmuel said this halacha. Omar Le'in. So he said to him, Abizai Ach V'Lu Yishpiza. Show me where Shmuel lives. Where's the inn that he lives? So Rashi, the Ezel V'Yishalu L'Shmuel. He wanted to go where Shmuel himself. He didn't trust that Shmuel. He couldn't believe that Shmuel said this halacha. So he went to ask him, where does Shmuel live? Is also so Achvilei, he showed him. Also the came with the Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel. So it's Rabbi Lezer Babe Rav came in front of Shmuel. Omalei, Omar Marochi, he asked Shmuel, did you talk and say like this? That a movi is huta with a lechi v'kero, even though there's only one chatzar opening up and one bais? Omalei, in Shmuel answered back, yes. I so yes the kashya v'mahu the yomer. Are you Shmuel? Gufa said, told us a klal. That ain lanu the erevin elikoloshim mishna seinu. In Nukhas erevin, we only go bost of the exact lush and what it says in our mishnah. Now in the mishnah it says shahamovi lechatzeroys kechotzer labatim. That a movi is to the chotzer, a chotzer is to the movi, like a bias is to the chotzer. So smash mawat Rashi shahamovi lechatzeroys. That akina lishna the chatzeroys lechotzer. Mash me have to have chatzeros. You have to have at least two chotzers opening up into the bias. It's not enough, just one. So Bzelo Kuru is a kasha. So Gemara Ishtik. So Shmuel kept quiet. Ishtik, he kept quiet. So Gemara Kibli Minei or Le Kibli Minei. Is the pshat that Shmuel kept quiet, that Shmuel was made to him, that Enoch Hanami Taika right, that a Movi only has a Shein Movi, and it only has its Heter of Alechi Bekeri if it has two Chatzerim opening up into it? Or no, maybe he wasn't a Kabbalah, just kept quiet, he didn't want to argue back. But Shmuel was not masking, that's the Shiloh. The Drashi Kibli Minei, Shmuel Vahoda Bela Gabi Rav Eloi, where Shmuel Chayzer and holds now like Rabbi, Taka need two Chatzerim opening up into the Movi, or maybe no, Shmuel still holds his Klal, it's enough one Chatzer and one Bayis. Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you a Raya. Tihu Mavoy, there was a Movi, Devi Daibe Avas Bar Eel, that Avas Bar Eel lived there. Ovid Le Lechayo, so he made a Lechi for his Movi. There was a movie that who the Daibe Avas Bar Iyu, name of a person, he lived there. And Ovid Le Lachi, Vaistois, and Vishaya Le Shmuel holds true, it's enough. This movie has the heter with the Lechi. So he considered this movie, the Hilchas movie, that even though it only has three walls around it, still there's the Kulut to use a Lechi. Now, also Rav Onin, when he came into this movie and saw that they were using a Lechi, Shadya, he threw down the movie. He threw down the lechi. He held by says this movi can't have a heter of a lechi. Trashi liacha loacha moy Shmuel. After Shmuel was made, Shadya means hippil halechi. He Rav Onin came and threw down the lechi. Is Omar Muvoy, so they said over to Rabbonin, Muvoy de Darnevi, Viasina Mishmei de Mashmuel, Nate Rabbonin Bar Rav Nishtayu, Mon, that this Muvoy, that we had our heter from Shmuel, he was Mataros to you, the Lechi. How could you come now and throw down the Lechi? Is the Chura Shema Mina Le Kibli Minei? The Chura Tzaraya that Shmuel was still not Chayzer? Hey, Shmuel, even Ad Moisei held that you're allowed to be Matra Movi with a Lechi, even though there's only one Chutz or one Bais opening up. Because the Chura, this was the Machlekes, when Yavonin came later and he saw there was only one Chutzur and one Bais opening up, he held that there's no Heter of a Lechi. Therefore, he threw down the Lechi. But Akobar and Shmuel, there was Matra, Mashma Shmuel holds the same Shita. And this was Mamish Shmuel Shit till the last day he was alive. Because it says first, after Shmuel was amazed, then Ravonin changed it. And Mashm up until then, Shmuel was still Eimed Behateroi, that it's Mutter. The Drashi Nishtayel Min, Yashtichena Mimenu, Mishum Lehevi Be'el Abayas V'chotzer Osir Lekarav. The Ravonin threw it down because Ravonin thought that Alokha reads like Rav. You're not allowed to carry in such a Mavi with the Lechi if the Mavi only has one Chotz and one Bayas opening up into it. Yeah. So the Chura Tzurai, Yishmuel was not Chozer. So the Gemara name, L'yoyle mei malach kiblu minei. Really, maybe, no, this is not the Machloikis here. Really, I'll tell you, maybe Shmuel Taka wasn't a Kabo Taka, Shmuel was Chozer. That Shmuel also holds the Movi is only Hutar with a Lechi Bekoiro if you have two Chatserim opening up into the Movi. You always need at least two Chotzes to open up. Now, what was the Machloikis here between Shmuel and Ravonin? For Hocho Chazono Hu. There was a chazan like the shamash of the basic knesses of the shul. He used to go and eat. Eat, he would eat home in his house. The yosa bayis v'beikinishta. But he would sleep in shul overnight. He would sleep in the basic knesses overnight. So, Satrashi, who chazon heavy, who mevoyi lohochi shor le shmuel, the chazon who ochel nahama v'beisai, shor le mok v'mokimacher. He used to eat in a house where he had someplace else. And he used to sleep there at night in the shul, that this shul was opened up into the Movi. Now the question was, in this chatzah now, really there were two chatzerim opening up into the Movi. Just in one chatzah there was only one house there, one person lived. In the other house this chazin lived there. Now this chazin was not living there at night time, because he went home to sleep. Even though by day, the chazan came home to eat, but at night he went to sleep in the Beit Kanishta. So this is the machlokes, where do you go bosa? Do you go bosa where you sleep, or do you go bosa where you eat? So the Gemara, Iyu Sovar Mokem Peter Gorm. His Ravonin holds the ikur is where the person eats. Shrashi. Yeah, what? Again, we must know more. The Gemara says, the Eivas Bar Iyu Sovar Mokem Peter Gorm. Shrashi says, the Eivas Bar Iyu Sovar, he held, he thought Shmuel was not matter this Movi because it has a shame like you have two people living in the Chotzer, that the Chazan is living there. The Mokam Peter Gorim, because Ravina holds the Iker is where you are eating. For Lehevi Ochel Beit Kanishta. And he was not eating in the Beit Kanishta, he was only sleeping there. Since he wasn't eating there, we cannot consider the Beit HaKnesses as like a bias in this Chotzer. So there's only one other bias in the Chotzer, there were no two Batim in the Chotzer. Therefore, Ravanan held that is not called, you have two chatserim with two houses in each movi opening up into the movi. Therefore, he threw down the lechi. But really, Shmuel atame, the reason why Shmuel was matir, because Shmuel goes to Shitosoi. The yoma mokum linagorm, like we had before. Shmuel holds the ikka mokum for Erevin is where you sleep. That's where you are. So, Mela, since this chazan, the shamish, went home to sleep at night in the Beis HaKnesses, it's considered like he's living in the Beis HaKnesses. So this Beis HaKnesses was in a Chotzer, and there was another house in the Chotzer, so it's considered like you have two houses in this Chotzer opening up into the Movi. So maybe that's why Shmuel was Matar. Really, Shmuel was Chayzer, Shmuel also holds like Rav. You would have to have two Chatzerim, and in each Chotzer you have to have two houses opening up. And here Shmuel holds this cold, you have two houses opening up into this Chotzer. Because with a basic knesset is also called like a house, since the chazan sleeps there at night. So drashi shmuel a time with yom amok and lina goyim. The heve luhu shtei chatzeris. It's as if you have mamish two different chatzeris here. Therefore it's kosher. Therefore it's good. All right, we'll stop here.